At this particular moment in time, there's one thing that stands out rather clearly in my mind, in my recollection, which I was especially interested in, and that was an exhibition of Asian Buddhist art. It was probably one of the biggest and one of the very best exhibitions of Buddhist art ever put on anywhere in the world. So I naturally went along. And all the different Asian countries were responsible for organizing their respective sections. There's a Japanese section, there's a Cambodian section, Thai section, Japanese section, Bhutanese section, Tibetan section, and so on. And next to the Indian section, which was really vast, the biggest and perhaps the most important section was the one organized by the People's Republic of China. That was, of course, still in what we may describe as the palmy days of what was called in India then Hindi Chini Bhai Bhai, which means, being interpreted, Indians and Chinese are brothers. That was, of course, before the 1962 border war. Some of the Chinese Buddhist exhibits were truly magnificent. I certainly never seen anything like them. Quite a number of them had never been seen outside China, and perhaps even in China, had been seen by very, very few people. And I remember one exhibit, one painting particularly, and it was a mural painting, or rather, I must say, it was a full-scale copy of a mural painting, an ancient mural painting, and it occupied the whole of one wall in the Chinese section of this exhibition. It dated, as far as I remember, from the Tang Dynasty, perhaps from even earlier. And it contained quite a number of figures. And all these figures were life-size. And there were two figures, in particular, which stood out and which attracted my attention. These two figures occupied, in fact, the center of the picture, the center of the mural, the center of the wall, so to speak. To the left, under a bejeweled canopy, sat a beautiful young man. He was seated on a magnificent lotus throne, and he was clad in all manner of silks and jewels. And he was surrounded by standing yellow-robed figures. And from the position of his hands, from the mudra, as it's called, which his fingers adopted, he seemed to be saying something. He seemed, as it were, to be speaking. He seemed to be saying something to the other figure. And this other figure was seated to the right, within a sort of curtained pavilion. And he was a very old man. He had a long, white, rather wispy beard, and his face was covered with tiny wrinkles. He was clad in a sort of blue-grey robe, the traditional robe of the Chinese scholar, but this was, of course, as you'll probably realize in a minute, a slight anachronism. And he was surrounded by standing white-robed figures. And from the position of his hands, from the position of his fingers, he seems to be replying to the first figure, replying to the beautiful young man. Now, some of you have probably guessed already who the two figures were. They were Manjushri, the Bodhisattva of Wisdom, on the left, and Vimalakirti, the wise elder of Vaishali, on the right. And the painting illustrates the famous meeting between these two. The meeting that is described at the beginning of chapter 5 of the Vimalakirti Nirdesha, entitled The Consolation of the Invalid.